I'm Laura Ingle, Fox News Radio, and we are spending a few moments with, in the radio studio, Sam Palladio. Hello.
Hello, hello.
Welcome.
Thank
actor,
you.
Actor, singer, dancer.
Well, dancer, well, I don't, very actor, singer, very bad dancer, yes.
You know him from the hit TV show Nashville, mm-hmm. and you play the role of Gunner Scott.
I do indeed.
And do you have an accent in your role?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Gunner Scott is a Texan singer-songwriter, so I'd sound a little different.
Okay.
If I sounded like this on the TV show, it would be very bad.
Now, but why? Why couldn't there be an English?
Well, that's true. You know, having lived there a few years now, there is a big influx of talent from all over the world. But, you know, to stay true to the roots of the show originally, good old Texan Gunner was the way to go.
Hard to imagine that people don't know Nashville or haven't seen an episode or two, but for those who haven't, mm-hmm. who are joining us in their ears in this podcast, Nashville, it's about Music City, right? It's about people trying to make it, people who have made it, how they co-mingle and mm-hmm. intermingle together.
Yeah.
But it is more than that. It's more than just, because there are a lot of shows that have been out there about, you know, people trying to make it. But there's mm-hmm. something truly special about Nashville. There's something that really reaches down and grabs you.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's the original content of the music, of the way you guys all sing together. What do you think it is? Because there is something truly unique about the show.
There is, and I think really it comes from casting a group of actors that are musicians in real life. You know, I played music my whole life, and that applies to everybody really, and I think you can't really fake that. You know, I see a lot of productions and films where, you know, fantastic actors, but you know, they're dialing in the guitar playing or the singing, but you know, one of the real strengths of Nashville is that from the very beginning we created original music and used local songwriters, Nashville-based songwriters, you know, up-and-comers. Just the music has been really the kind of the pulse of the show, I think. And I think that's what fans connected to originally. You know, it's opening a door on this, on an interesting side of the music business that I hadn't really seen before, which was, you know, the creation of songs, the underdog, you know, singer-songwriters trying to be the best they can be. You know, we've seen a lot of shows of big divas, you know, falling from grace, but the show really has a cross section of Music City and of the business. So it was.
What was the audition like?
You know, it was crazy. I grew up in Southwest England in Cornwall. Moved to London, did my acting degree there, and I'd been living in London for a while. Always dreaming of moving to America, and you know, I'm gonna get there one day, Mom. You know
is
what?
That a dream of many in Cornwall?
Probably. It's a beautiful part of England. You know, it's kind of where everybody goes to holiday. It's beaches. The beaches are beautiful, cliffs, and it's very scenic. But, you know, there's not much to do for an actor down there. But come beginning of 2012, man, time has passed, I got this, signed with an American manager, and I was living in London, and I got this audition for my first American TV script, which was exciting. You know, wow, cool, Nashville, sounds great. And I'd never been to the States, so I did a little webcam, you know, self-taped audition, and it got sent to the powers that be in the States, and a couple of weeks later there was hey, they really, really liked your audition, which was me doing some scenes and singing and playing guitar and stuff, and it turned around so quickly, and suddenly I was the first guy that was cast in the show.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
Yeah, having never been to the States, having never met any of the team.
Well, when you have that magic.
Well, yeah. God, I don't know what happened, but I was very,
really
very lucky.
That's really cool, though. That's what I mean. That's what everybody dreams of.
I know. It was literally like the, and then you know, then I found myself in America and making friends in Los Angeles and stuff. Who went, you know? So what was the process, man? Did they have you in for weeks at a time and back and forth? And I went, no, I just sent an audition and I got the job. Like,
you're everyone, I know, right? And so you've done other work. So Nashville,
yes.
Obviously, is what we want to talk about. But I also noticed in your bio that you've done stuff with Matt LeBlanc. You've done stuff with Justin Timberlake.
I did.
Ben Affleck. And tell me about some of the other projects.
I've had a very nice and varied career so far. You know, I started, actually one of my first American projects was working with Matt LeBlanc on the show Episodes, which he's incredible, the funniest guy I've ever met. And, you know, that show was all about the behind the scenes of being an actor in LA. So, you know, we're all playing, you know, heightened versions of these diva-ish actors. And Matt plays a great version of himself as a as a massive, you know, train wreck. You know, so working with Matt was a great springboard to some more American projects, which led to Nashville, and then led to, I did a film with Justin Timberlake and Ben Affleck called Runner Runner, which took me to Puerto Rico for a
filming. No dancing? See, I read you as a dancer.
What does that mean?
I did
do a lot of dancing as a kid.
See?
You know, so that maybe you're picking up on something. But well, thankfully, I haven't had to dance anything
you
yet.
You are multi-talented. You are an actor. You play guitar, you play the drums, and you play the piano.
I do, yes, yeah.
So you've got a lot going on for you. So what was the story with Nashville? Was there, so it was canceled, and then it came back, and fans were outraged, people cried. What happened?
It was nuts. You know, the show, we finished season four, and, you know, as always, you cross your fingers and hope that we're coming back. And the last second, you know, we weren't, and it was a shame. And everybody kind of dealt with it, and the fans grieved. And but actually, instead of just, you know, sobbing, they kind of rallied and started this Bring Back Nashville movement, this hashtag that started popping up all over the world. And suddenly we found that there were hundreds of thousands of fans signing a petition. And at that point, it was great because the show was in limbo. And, you know, maybe they were going to take it to a different network. And, you know, the network that came to our rescue was CMT, which has been a fantastic new partnership. And, you know, it was just cool because I'd never really seen a group of fans actually affect the outcome of a TV show.
That is so cool. I mean, and think about, like, I mean, years past when we've, you know, the TV shows that we loved and grew up with, and they got canceled, and that was it. There was no social media.
But now we have a voice, you know, and the fans were able to show that. And
that must feel
and
so
good. It made some of the executives kind of go like, damn, you know, there's an audience, and we need to keep this going. And it worked, and we're back.
One of the other things I love about Nashville is the fact that you guys all really do sing. You guys are all real musicians, and you guys have taken it to that next level where you've recorded albums. Did I read you've got 9 soundtracks?
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's crazy. There's with over such, a million albums.
And you know, it's just a testament to the quality of the songwriting of the music. You know, it's not kind of just like TV music. It's beautiful stuff, and it's songs that don't necessarily make it to, you know, what popular country radio might be, but it's that there are songs that could easily cross over to that, and then there's stuff that it's just, you know, it's got a lot of heart to it, the music and the fans. And country music's all about storytelling and you know, and it resonates. So,
and it speaks to the authenticity of the show, because you can't really pull the wool over anybody who knows Nashville. You know, you can't say, you know, oh, here's some people who are actors, go.
Yeah.
And pretend that you're playing a song. Like, you really have to commit to it, and you really have to have it in your heart to pull off a show called Nashville. And
yeah,
to the degree,
it can't be done.
Yeah,
you
can't. There's no phoning this stuff in.
Yeah.
And what's up with Nash, hashtag Nash Chat?
Well, yeah, Nash Chat is this cool new thing that's started happening since we've been on CMT, which is like an after show, like an after buzz sort of thing on Facebook Live. So they get some of the cast members, the creators, you know, some of the songwriters, and it's just a fun hour, like after the show, where people can, you know, if they've just watched the episode and they just have to, you know,
they need to talk
to somebody, you know, because recently we've had a couple episodes where, you know, the world needs to grieve and needs to get it out. So yeah, it's just a cool new way to, again, another route to connect to the fans. And
you're in New York right now. What happens next for Sam?
Well, here for a couple of days. I just got back from doing some touring in Canada this weekend, so my head's spinning a little bit. So but it's always fun to be out and play music and connecting to some fans over there. And but what's next? We're doing we're back, you know, I'm actually in the middle of filming still, so back to Nashville next week, and then, you know, when we wrap in a couple of months, we're heading to Europe. We're heading back to the UK to do some shows there. And actually, you know, we've just sold out 2 nights at the Royal Albert Hall in London.
What?
Which is I can't believe. We had a great tour there last summer, and it was.
Oh my God! You call your family, and you must go.
Right?
You're never going to believe this.
They've just added an extra show for a matinee because there's such demand.
Wow.
A matinee at the Royal Albert Hall. So that's going to be an incredible.
Do you get mobbed
couple of weeks.
When you go down the street?
I mean, we may do then. I would think. You know, it started to happen. It's funny because, you know, I had to go from England to the States to kind of find some fame and fortune. You know,
right.
And then, of course, the show is a big hit over in Europe, and so as I go back every now and then, it's, you know, it grows. I find that, you know, I walk down the street and people do know. And
Well, congratulations. I mean, what a ride. It's fun to hear your story and to know the inner workings of kind of behind the scenes in this podcast. So congratulations to you.
Thank you. We can't wait
to see what you do next. How do we find you? Do we follow you?
Sure. Yes, I have all the regular, I have the @SamPalladio on Twitter and the, you know, same thing on the old Instagram and all that good stuff. And yeah, you know, there's some new music coming soon. I just cut a record. So stay tuned for, you know, my first debut
That's exciting. That's
coming.
Okay.
It'll be coming by the end of the year. So
very good. Well, before we leave here, I'm going to get a photo with you, put it on my Instagram, and then hopefully it'll be on your Instagram.
Then you'll lose some followers.
I'm hoping to gain followers. Are you kidding? Yeah. With a picture with you. Well, congratulations once again. The show,
you,
of course, is Nashville. Sam Palladio, thank you for spending a few moments with us here.
It's great to be here.
Fox News Radio. I'm Laura Engel. This is Fox News.